This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
The federal agents informed the crowd that if they kept advancing, they would open fire on the crowd.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco?
Fighting for Idaho.
We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power.
The BLM come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism.
Fighting for you.
More than Kevin, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for real journalism.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
You're the only talk show that I really listen to.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you very much for joining us. A pleasure, a privilege to have you with us. And by the way, again, if you're just tuning in, this is where I solicit you again and again. We've only got 13 days left, only 13 days left to let our voices be heard in the Best of the Statesman contest, and we're going up against a lot of people. You know, it's funny. I sit back and I hear a lot of people talking about their projects, their books, and their videos and everything else, and sometimes I look at them hypercritically and go, well, why don't they just talk about the topics? And you're right. And I'm right at that. And the reason why I bring this up, there is no big cash incentive for me. There is no big pat on the back. There is nothing of that nature. But what it does is the better we do, it sends a message to the folks here that employ us. It sends a message, hopefully, to the people that that run the company, that this show matters. You know, a lot of people say, well, what about ratings this, ratings that? It's how we're judged, but is it an accurate representation? I would say probably not. You know, we won the Channel 7, Best of Channel 7, thanks to you. And there are other people with their luxurious FM stations, with their bip-bop, bibbity-bop. But to me, this audience is special. You are special. And I will tell you why you are so special to me in a heterosexually appropriate way, is that there are so many choices, and I can't believe I'm actually tearing up about this. There are so many choices today. Many of us who grew up with radio, much to my wife's Dorothy's chagrin, I still sleep with a radio and a dachshund and her. Radio, television, those folks there, larger than life. Today, you have the tablet, you have Netflix, you have texting, you have your own social networks, you have your own shows. And the fact that you give us the privilege each and every morning of listening to what we have to say on this station, Idaho's first radio station. Without this station, there would be none of the FM jabroni decadent slappies that roam the halls of this and other places here and across the country. And you want content in the morning. You don't want Justin Bieber or Shakira or what's going on with Waylon Willie and Tug McGraw. And I'm humbled that we get the opportunity to earn your listenership each and every day. And I know that there's a challenge. It's a competitive marketplace. And, you know, sometimes the signal gets fuzzy. And then people say, well, AM radio, who listens to that? Bah, 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 bah. Well, I'll tell you who listens to AM radio. It's people with brains. It's people with money. It's people with incentive. It's people with initiative. It's people that have it going on. It's people that work for or own businesses that love America and are all about self-sacrifice, are all about God and country, as opposed to what we see. So the reason why, and look, I could have made a strategic move here and not decided to solicit your votes in the Statesman's contest. You know, we were so blessed to do well yet last year with the Channel 7 thing. And the reason why I decided to play in this one is because this show needs to send a message. Last year, this show, one of the youngest morning shows in the Treasure Valley, we finished number 4, even though the Statesman did not have us on the ballot for the first 2 or 3 weeks. This year, there's a lot of jabronis on the ballot. It's section 13 out of 2,700 sections. But if we can finish, again, in the top with a signal that is not as big as everybody else's, where the quality is not as whatever, but the quantity of thought is there. And then I grab my talking points and go justify this show's existence to the big bosses here. That's why I do it. Not for anything personal for me. I don't compete in awards anymore. My reward is being here with you. So I would ask you to take some time. You can only vote once. Or you can do what I do. Go to Walmart and vote on all their computers. Or if you're at a school, and we love the schools, hopefully we'll be back in the schools, go to the computer lab and just vote for us. You can do it on as many computers as possible. You can only vote once. And help me send a message. I would appreciate it. I'm sorry for yapping so much about this, but it is important. We are playing in this once again. Phone number is here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. There was a big hearing yesterday about Benghazi. And I remember Tom Luna talking about this and saying, well, it's big going on. I'm going, hey, Tom Luna, why don't you listen to the local show? You know, this is another thing about politicians. And I will say this, and Ray Amaya, you as my witness, I will say this. Whether you like them or not, I want to thank two important people that listen to this program. One would be Governor Otter. The other would be Senator Fulcher. And both intelligent men, both working very hard to lead Idaho. And I know they listen to this program because they value what's going on. That says a lot about both individuals, that they listen to this show, that they want to be informed, or they want to get a pulse of what's going on locally. And I can always tell when the politicians come in or the public servants come in, and they'll say something to me about it. Or my favorite is when we had a gentleman by the name of Paul come in yesterday. We showed him to the broadcast center. He took a look at Ray Amaya's room, and then he, you know, started talking about the Manly Man segment and gave us his take on the back and forth with myself and Dave Burnett. And that just says a lot. So many times we have people that are takers. I always love it when we go do events for people and they go, now, what are you again? And how can you value something if you don't appreciate it? So again, I just wanted to say thank you to those two for listening to this program when they're not driving around and flying around and doing things. Okay, phone number's here, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's talk a little bit about Benghazi. Yesterday, the hearings called by our friend Daryl Issa got very contentious. Let's take a listen at 580-KIDO.
Some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle have called for an end to this investigation. These calls are clearly premature and only raise public concerns about the political agenda to stop an important investigation before it is completed, gathering facts about this interagency Obama administration debacle.
I just wonder that if Nixon were a Democrat, if he would have been voted out of office. Think about that. If Richard Nixon, Tricky Dick, were a Democrat, would he have been voted out of office? You know, everybody says, well, we did the right things with Tricky Dick. He had to go. Take a look at the IRS. Take a look at Fast and Furious. Take a look at Benghazi. 4 Americans have died. And yesterday, again, by the way, this is, Ray, we're going to probably have to get Chris Farrell on again, or Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch. This is why I love Judicial Watch. In 2013, the Obama administration claimed they released all the emails related to the Benghazi talking points used by Susan Rice. But now, thanks to our friends at Judicial Watch, that was a lie. It's not the House Republicans. It's not the House Democrats. It's not Ken Starr. It's not Mayor Beter. It's Judicial Watch doing this. Congress tried, members of the media tried, but only Judicial Watch was able to force the government to hand over the hidden emails, the smoking gun. Judicial Watch obtained 41 new Benghazi-related State Department documents. They include a newly declassified email showing then White House advisor Ben Rhodes. By the way, his brother is an executive producer for CBS. You remember CBS. They got rid of Cheryl Atkinson, the only producer, the only reporter doing investigative work for which her computer was bugged by the White House. Back to Ben Rhodes and other Obama administration public officials attempting to orchestrate a campaign to reinforce President Obama and to portray the Benghazi consulate terrorist attack as being rooted in an internet video and not a failure of policy. In other words, lie to you. Lie to the public. Thank you, Judicial Watch. You can support them, judicialwatch.org. We're going to try and chase our friend Tom Fittenden and Chris Farrell to get the very latest on those guys. But we had this hearing yesterday, startling stuff about Benghazi, which we haven't talked about quite a bit. But at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, how important is Benghazi to you? To me, it's very darn important. Very darn important. Let's hear more. And I love how instead of addressing these issues, you have, and let's be honest, you have the Democrats going partisan.
It is disturbing and perhaps criminal that these documents, the documents like these, were hidden by the Obama administration from Congress and the public alike.
Hidden. Hidden. Let's go to Doug in CUNA at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, sir. Hey, this whole Benghazi thing has been a sham from the beginning. It's been a cover-up. You know, back in the day, like you were saying with Nixon, back then there was a sense of professional accountability. Men were men. If they screwed up, they would admit it. If they were in charge of the State Department or whatever, if there were problems under their watch, they would go ahead and resign. And we don't have that anymore. They want to blame everybody else. Nobody wants to take responsibility. They want to blame somebody else for it. And, you know, this whole thing with Benghazi, you know, Hillary Clinton, she was up to her neck involved in it and did absolutely nothing. Obama did absolutely nothing. The whole lot of them should be kicked out, and we should just start over.
Well, let's go back to Mitt Romney, who they laughed at Mitt Romney. Candy Crowley lied in that debate. So let's throw the media in there, because without the media protecting Obama, protecting Hillary Clinton, they wouldn't stand a chance, would they?
No. And that's the thing. The media has become so biased. And, you know, I don't know if it's they just get so tired of hearing all the bad and want to listen or want to show the politicians in such a good light, you know, whenever they make up some stupid program or whatever that's supposed to save the country or, you know, give everybody insurance or whatever. You know, it's like they're so biased. all they want to do is try and show the good.
Doug, thank you for the call. I agree with you on that. But again, at 580-5436, if Obama was a Republican, would he still be in office? If the president were a Republican, would he still be in office? Number one. Number two, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Now that we're getting the truth that the White House lied, what can be done? Well, I think our congressional delegation should be informed. Hopefully they're on it. What about the crime-fighting attorney general? Well, everybody, oh, it's all about Donald Sterling, right? Well, let's hear more of this. And again, I want to thank Sweet William for putting this together at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Here's Daryl Issa saying that there was intent to withhold information yesterday.
This administration has knowingly withheld documents pursuant to congressional subpoenas in violation of any reasonable transparency or historic precedent, at least since Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Yes, but the media wanted Nixon gone. The media did not, they were not cheerleaders for Richard Milhouse Nixon, were they? They had an agenda, and Tricky Dick had to go. Quickly to Gene in CUNA at 580KIDO. Gene, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Pleasure there.
Well, thank you for joining us. Yes.
Well, you know, you made a comment earlier about brother. Now, you know, I mean, you're an educated gentleman, and you ought to know that words in and of themselves don't hold any credence, really. But it's the context you put them in. And by calling somebody brother, that just kind of breaks the ice and, you know, gets a person talking to another person and instead of...
Hey, brother.
There you go. You know, I was watching two kids in CUNA, I won't say the name of the store, but it was at a store, and they're standing within 10 feet of each other, and they are just going absolutely mad over their phones, just texting back and forth, and I'm thinking to myself, why don't people talk to one another anymore? It's ridiculous. And this thing, I'm going to jump from that to this Benghazi deal.
That's quite a jump.
It's a big jump, Kevin. And I mean, I gave the military 14 years of my life.
Wow. Thank you for your service.
Me, yeah. Well, thank you. It's just, you know, it's something needs to be done. But I've watched the government for years, how they will dance around more questions. You can ask a politician a question, and by the time he's done answering you, you have done the whole dance. I mean, you have, there's just dances out there that I mean to tell you, by the time they're done answering you, you've gone through three or four dances. And you still never get a straight answer.
You ever notice when you talk to anybody today, you never get a straight answer? I mean, nobody answers questions anymore.
Yeah, because text message is so much better. That way you don't have to, if you offend somebody, you don't really have to talk to them. You just shut your phone off. And that's really the chicken's way out, you know? Kevin, I want to encourage you. I really do. And our Father in Heaven, I really want to encourage you that just keep up doing what you're doing, because nobody out there in the media is telling the truth. There's only one other place I found it where you get most of the truth, and that's Al Jazeera on Dish Network. And between them and you, I'm getting 90% truth from you that I can tell, and I'm getting 10% truth from them. So the two of you combined, I get 100% of truth on different subjects.
You got to love that, Gene. Kevin Miller and Al Jazeera.
Yeah, but it works, you know. It works. They tell the truth, you tell the truth. And I just thank God he went down to Nevada to get that. And I still think the feds are wrapped up in it. Like Mr. Luna, he said, well, just one minute ago, I got the skinny on this. Like, no, he didn't. He knew what was going on. His aides knew what was going on, and they were telling him. And it's just, he had to have known what was going on because of federally subsidized money that goes to these schools and that. Nobody wants get into a controversial connection with anybody. They just want to stay away from it. They want lives in their big bubble as easy as they can get it. So, anyway, Kevin, enough of my rant. Been a pleasure talking to you, and I pray you have a blessed day.
God bless you, Gene. Thank you, sir.
Stay there, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's get you to traffic now, Kevin.
Wake up with Kevin Miller.
So I'm at the airport getting ready to go, and this guy, African-American, black guy, comes up to me and wants to sell me a credit card. I go, that's okay, brother. I'm good to go. And it was right after the Donald Sterling thing. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, what did I do?
He ain't heavy.
He ain't heavy.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's my brother.
He's your brother. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Yeah, somehow you just can't top that, can you? That's the brilliance of Ray Amaya. Kevin Miller here, 580 KIDO. Wow. Amazing. If you missed the Man and Man segment, you can always catch the full context of that conversation during the podcast at 5:30 at 580kido.com. By the way, speaking of our blog, we're going to go back to the hot list. That'll start Monday. However, I did write about the secret world of Cliven Bundy, and I think you're going to be shocked at what you read in there, and it's based on my firsthand account of going to the ranch, of going to every armed camp there, of talking to most of the folks in the three camps that you'll see in Mesquite. And unlike the Nevada congressman who slanders Mr. Bundy, you'll learn the truth. And it's about 600 words. Look, it's an attempt at writing. Got to continue to justify my existence. You know what I'm talking about. You have to do it each and every day. So it's a good blog. Share it with your friends. I think coming up today, if I'm so inclined and I can conjugate verbs or direct objects or parcel particles or whatever you do, prepositional phrases, we'll write about Donald Sterling and the First Amendment, which seems to be lost on a lot of people. LeBron James yesterday. And I know what you're saying, Kevin, and we're not a basketball town. Kevin, we're not a sports station. You're right. But there are broader issues here when the best player in basketball starts saying, why does he still have the team? Why haven't we gotten rid of him yet? And it all goes back to the Federalist Papers. That'll be coming up this weekend on our blog. Coming up, we'll get a live report from Jared Halpern. I believe he was at the hearings yesterday. We are talking about Benghazi at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And this is the attitude of the Obama administration when we're talking about Benghazi. Here is our Fox News colleague, Brent Baer, interviewing Tommy Viator on Benghazi.
He circulates new talking points after they've removed a mention of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And then at 6:21, the White House, you,
me,
add a line about the administration warning of September 10th of social media reports calling for demonstrations. True?
I believe so.
Did you also change attacks to demonstrations in the talking points?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
Dude, this was like 2 years ago. We're still talking about the most mundane process.
Dude, it is the thing that everybody is talking about.
We're talking about the process of editing talking points. That's what bureaucrats do all day long. Your producers edit scripts multiple times.
The key part is attacks to demonstrations.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No. What is the question? Did I edit
attacks? The CIA talking points. It was edited from attacks to demonstrations.
No, Michael Morell has testified about what he changed.
Dude. That was so 2 years ago. I'd like to get your thoughts next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Nick Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
With Kevin Miller in the morning, quickly to our friend Jared Halpern of Fox News Radio with the latest on the Benghazi hearings yesterday. Jared, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, a lot of accusations going on, a lot of information. What happened?
Well, we had a hearing yesterday that really wasn't supposed to be about the Benghazi attack specifically. It was more a wide-ranging view of the instability in Libya with witnesses that were really from the private sector, academics, PhD types. But they did hear from a retired Air Force general who was stationed at AFRICOM headquarters in Germany the night of the Benghazi attacks. This general, now retired, actually volunteered to testify. He wasn't asked to testify. And his account is that the notion of a YouTube video or anything like that had been discredited within hours of the attack. Certainly that raises more questions about why the talking points were pushed the way that they were and where that intelligence came from and what was the motivation of the White House. Was it based on best intelligence or was it based on politics? So that was sort of the heart, certainly, of the hearing yesterday. And you couple that with, obviously, the news of the week with the email that was drafted 2.5 days after the Benghazi attack that continues to push that narrative of the video, it certainly leads to more questions for the White House about, you know, what was the motivating factor.
Is this hearing going to have any traction? Is this going to go anywhere?
I mean, certainly Republicans are going to try and continue to beat the drum of this, and I think we've seen that since the hearing ended yesterday. And listen, it's getting a lot of traction as well because the media, in large measure, wants to know why this email wasn't released a year ago with all the other documents. Why was the White House trying to hide this particular email, which really shows that this narrative of the YouTube video originated in the communications office of the White House and not, you know, intelligence sources. Now, Jay Carney, over the last few days, has said, no, this email was a broader assessment. This had to do with the region in a whole, and at the time there were protests over this YouTube video going on in Cairo and various other cities, and that's what this email was about. It wasn't about the Benghazi attack specifically, and that's why the White House says it wasn't released when it handed over a bunch of documents to congressional investigators. However, it was released as part of a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, which dealt with the Benghazi attacks. So the question becomes, why did one agency think that it didn't have anything to do with Benghazi? Another agency thought that it was pertinent to Benghazi.
And the drama continues. Jared, thank you. Wow. You know, I got to tell you, I don't think we're going to have Jared on anymore. And Ray, if you do me a favor, when you talk to Crystal, who I know at Fox News, there's no reason for Jared, who had 2 minutes left in his cast, just to let her know that Jared's done. Quite frankly, I don't like Jared's liberal take on things. And if you ever ask him something, just like Rich Johnson used to be, they'd always give you the liberal bent. And as an affiliate, we deserve a little bit better than that half-butt report from Jared Halpern. That was pathetic. And actually, if you talk to Crystal, I'd like the name of his supervisor. We go to Martin at 580KIDO. Thank you for that, Ray. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, on this Benghazi thing, you know what tests me is we have a president that called a beer summit for a law enforcement issue that was at a level he should have never get involved with, and then he doesn't have a security summit for hot spots around the world on 9/11 anniversary. So, yeah, the whole thing is wrong. And I'm glad the Republicans are still on it.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, and let's face it, and if people are just tuning in at 580KIDO, let's just take a listen to the cavalier attitude of the Obama administration. Let's see. Do we have this here? Let's hear
talking
it.
About. Yeah. According to the emails and the timeline, sure. The CIA circulates new talking points after they've removed a mention of al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And then at 6:21, the White House, you,
me,
add a line about the administration warning of September 10th of social media reports calling for demonstrations. True?
I believe so.
Did you also change attacks to demonstrations in the talking points?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
Dude, this is like 2 years ago. We're still talking about the
Dude,
most mundane
it is the thing
process
that everybody is talking about.
We're talking about the process.
How inappropriate was that?
Yeah. No. The whole thing's a mess, Kevin. I'd like to give you some support on going down to Nevada to the Bundy Ranch.
Sure.
You know, where all the BLM Rangers in their combat gear were down there for $1 million owed over a 10-year period, you know, $1 million grazer fees. The IRS is passing out $1 million bonuses. You know, what kind of deal is that? And Lois Lerner gets her $8,000 payoff for taking the fifth. You know, this administration, is going wild. You know, while the vets in Phoenix, Arizona are dying waiting for medical attention, President Obama's adding an entire new department to review drug felon cases for possible clemency. I'm 68 years old, and this is the worst administration I've ever seen. Just one fiasco after another, and nobody's ever held accountable for it. You know,
I would agree with you, Martin. And here's the other thing: you have the media that's in bed with them.
Yeah, if President Obama was a Republican, he would have been impeached a long time ago. You know, if you connect the dots here on everything that's going, you know, while you're down at the Bundy Ranch, President Obama was in Asia, in Malaysia, and he was apologizing for the United States again, apologizing to the Muslims in Malaysia. Well, I wonder if he's going to apologize to all the American people that have lost good paying factory jobs, that have health insurance, you know, that have lost their jobs to the Asian countries. Yeah, the whole thing is wrong, Kevin.
Martin, thank you, and we appreciate that. 6:48, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safe.
Morning to Boise's constitutional patriot, Mr. Kevin Miller. Thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
Go for it, big guy. Is the coffee ready?
Earning your trust every morning.
Thank God it's
Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Thank God it's
All right, so here we are, trying to be multimedia, multi-platform. Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you for joining us, 580 KIDO. And, you know, we usually hear from Tom Munns every day about this time. So I get an email or a Facebook message from Tom. For some reason, Tom is out on the road, and he's pitching us guests now. Well, we appreciate that, Tom, and maybe you can get us in Twin Falls. If not, well, thank you for listening. Hey, coming up next hour, we're going to talk to a candidate for the Tom Luna job, the state school superintendent. And coming up at 7:05, I want to get your reaction to this.
There's a lot of confusion about new standards in education called Common Core.
As teachers, we're on the front lines, and we support Common Core. So here are the facts.
Common Core is not some Washington mandate.
That myth gets an F for misleading. Common Core is about raising standards so our students learn more and go further.
All decisions on how to teach are made at the local level.
Go to learnmoregofurther.org and get the real story on Common Core.
There you have it, the real story. And something you might want to consider when you talk to these folks that are running for office, running for re-election. And let's face it, what is the legislature, 80-20 Republicans to Democrats? Why did we not have one bill to repeal the Common Core? Why was there not one bill? Remember when we had that big coalition, and they're still around, the business, the lobbyists, the educators, everybody running around lobbying to make sure that the core standards stayed in Idaho? Why didn't we have one person try and repeal Common Core? Did any of the crime-fighting, conservative, elected legislators bring that up? Something to ask when you're in your town hall meetings, something to ask before the big primary coming up this month. But now back to Benghazi at 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
The White House produced the talking points that Ambassador Rice used, not the intelligence community, in pushing the false narrative that a YouTube video was responsible for the deaths of four brave Americans.
Man, that was so embarrassing. Remember when smirky, snarly David Gregory tried to cover for Susan Rice? And everybody was ripping her, and how dare anyone criticize her? We have the proof right here. As Larry Gebert's looking at his watch, giving us the weather on Channel 7, that they lied, people died. Gee, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? This shows you how, in my opinion, how corrupt the press is. How truly corrupt the press is. They're not telling the story. They're covering up the story, unfortunately. By the way, yesterday we had the retired Air Force General Robert Lovell say this about Benghazi.
The circumstances of what occurred there in Benghazi that day need to be known. And with all of the discussion that ensues over a full forthcoming to the American people, it's important. It's a duty to be here.
There you have it. Much more on the Benghazi cover-up next. Phone numbers here, 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work. Hey, it'd be better if I turned on my mic. 659, Kevin Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO coming up next. What you can do to help out a great cause this weekend. We'll hear from our friend Annie with St. Vincent's de Paul. In addition to that, Common Core. Is it here to stay? And if it isn't, who's going to stop it? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.